Our reading for Thursday, May 21st, begins in Acts chapter 25. Acts chapter 25, verse 1. Now, 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea. And the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, asking as a favor against Paul that he summon him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea and that he himself intended to go there shortly. So, said he, let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there is anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him. After he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing him many and serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued in his defense, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense." But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal, where I ought to be tried. To the Jews I have done no wrong, so you yourself know very well. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, "To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go." Now when some days had passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea and greeted Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix, and when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews laid out their case against him, asking for a sentence of condemnation against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face, and had opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. So when they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in his case of such evils, I supposed. Rather, they had certain points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive. Being at a loss how to investigate these questions, I asked whether he wanted to go to Jerusalem and be tried there regarding them. But when Paul had appealed to be kept in custody for the decision of the emperor, I ordered him to be held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear the man myself." "Tomorrow," said he, "you will hear him." So on the next day Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city. Then, at the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man about whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me, both in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. But I found that he had done nothing deserving death, and as he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. But I have nothing definite to write to my lord about him. Therefore I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that, after we have examined him, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable in sending a prisoner not to indicate the charges against him." So chapter 25 is still considering everything that's going on with Paul. We left off in chapter 24. He had made his defense with Felix. Felix had been alarmed by these things. We recognized that that indicated some level of belief in the things that Paul was saying. And then Paul was kept in custody, and Felix ends up leaving office and leaving Paul in prison. So then we come to Festus. 3 days after this, he had arrived in the province. He went to Jerusalem. While he's in Jerusalem, the chief priest and the principal men of the Jews, they laid out their case against Paul. So Paul's been imprisoned for 2 years by this point, and these chief priests haven't given up. They haven't forgotten about him. As soon as this new guy comes on the scene, they are giving their appeal to him. I make a couple of assumptions. I don't know exactly, what their customs were when a new person would come to office this way, but I'm making the assumption that he went to Jerusalem in order to, see what's going on and see if there's anything he needs to deal with since he has taken over. And so that's when they take an opportunity to bring up Paul to him. And when he receives this request, I guess you would say, for him to deal with Paul, he makes the statement, let's deal with this back in the court, and let's deal with this where you can face him face to face, and I'll hear all of this. So he says, let the men of authority among you go down with me. And of course, Luke reveals that they weren't looking for the courts to deal with this at all. They were looking for an opportunity for an ambush and to kill Paul. And to me, that's pretty extreme. For you to know that a man is in custody with the authorities and that he's being guarded by soldiers, but your intention is to ambush the soldiers as they transport the prisoner and kill him, that seems pretty extreme because that's taking a chance on the Romans retaliating about all of this. So they're still, pretty upset, pretty fired up about this to where they're willing to go this far. So he stays for a little while in Jerusalem, says 8 or 10 days. He takes his seat on the tribunal, orders Paul to be brought. And the Jews came from Jerusalem, bringing many and serious charges against him. It says that they could not prove. And I think Festus sees this. He sees through what they're doing and sees that there's no proof to any of this. And that was really Paul's argument before Felix as well, that if he goes and really begins to investigate, he's not going to find any of what the charges were being substantiated. So Paul begins to argue in his defense. He says, against the law of the Jews, against the temple, nor against Caesar has he committed any defense. Remember, they can't prove anything. So Festus is wishing to do the Jews a favor. Well, we noticed that with Felix as well. I'm not sure why this is such a big deal to do the Jews a favor in these instances, but it's just a matter of political convenience and expediency and political power. If it looks to the Roman government like he's doing a good job, then he gets their praise and their favor. And if things aren't going well, then it would be the opposite, and he could lose his position. So that's the only conclusion I can come to of why they're so willing to do the Jews a favor. But they're only willing to go so far. They're not willing to kill an innocent man, but they are willing to leave an innocent man in prison. And so he asks Paul, do you wish to go to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me? Paul recognizes that the same plot is afoot here that was there before when they were planning to ambush and kill. So he says, I'm standing in a court of Caesar, and that's where I ought to be. And I think he's talking about because he's a Roman citizen. He says, to the Jews, I've done no wrong, as you know. You yourself know this very well. He says, verse 11, if then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. He says, if I'm truly guilty of things, then let justice be done. How many times do you hear a prisoner say something like that? But he says, if there is nothing to their charges, no one can give me up to them. In other words, put me in their hands, because then justice would not be done. So he uses his right as a Roman citizen to appeal to Caesar. He says, I appeal to Caesar. So Festus confers with his council, or I assume this means his advisors, and he says, to Caesar you have appealed, and so to Caesar you shall go. This gives him an opportunity to wash his hands of the matter and not have to decide this. He's appealed to Caesar, so let's let it go on to Caesar, and then there's nothing anybody can accuse Festus of either way. So when some days have passed, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrive, and he tells them about Paul. He says, hey, there's this guy that was left prisoner by Felix. I have asked about the charges against him. The Jews have asked for a sentence of condemnation. I told them that it was not customary for the Romans to give up anyone before they've had an opportunity to face their accusers and make a defense. And so when they came, he says, I sat on the seat. I ordered the man to be brought. I let them make their charges. And he basically says, there's no way for me to investigate these questions, and I saw nothing deserving of him to be condemned. So he appealed to Caesar, and so I have him kept until I can send him to Caesar. But Agrippa then says, well, I'd like to hear this guy. So that's what happens, is the next day they come in with great ceremony. This text says great pomp. That means that, you know, a lot of homage being placed to Agrippa as in his position as king. They enter the audience hall, and along with some military officers, prominent men of the city, and Paul is brought in. Well, by the providence of God, what's happening here? The gospel is about to be preached to a king and all those that are prominent. That's what's happening. So just keep in the back of your mind that even though Paul is imprisoned at this point, the gospel is being preached and the kingdom is expanding throughout this time. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So 24, Festus says, King Agrippa, all who are present, you see this man whom the whole Jewish people petitioned me in Jerusalem and here, shouting that he should not live any longer, but I have found that he had done nothing deserving death. And as he appealed to the emperor, I decided to go ahead and send him. So I have brought him here before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that we might examine, that I may have something to write. So that's where we're going to leave off to carry into chapter 26, where Paul again makes his defense, but he does so in the hearing of Agrippa. And tomorrow's reading will just be slightly longer, I think, and a little bit more explanation as Paul goes in again to explain his conversion. We're getting close to the end of the book of Acts and closing out our reading here, so I will soon let you know where we will start for our readings after this. I would ask that you please come back tomorrow so that we might continue our reading and consideration of the text together, and continue in prayer that God may be with us all.